Well, I trust everyone's got their affairs in order because I've just heard that there's a ballistic missile headed our way to this very site, because apparently somewhere from the States, Donald Trump has heard what was said today, and being called the original Judas has not gone down overly well. But so that could be the end of us. We're going to be sharing in communion together. And before we do, there's this passage in 1 Corinthians 11. And you've heard it many times over. And it simply says there, a man ought to examine himself before... Is that me? Let's give that one up. It's where I've got it. I won't put it there. Put it here. That'll give you a bit more time to examine yourself. Okay. It actually says there that we need to examine ourselves. So just pre-warning, before we take of communion... It's only people who have got their lives completely in order that will be able to take communion today. You know, you need to examine yourself, and if you come up short, then we really won't be able to do communion, because that's what we're told to do, isn't it? We're told to, you know, to examine ourselves and see how we stand. Is that what it's talking about? No, we do need to examine ourselves. But we're always going to come up short compared to who Christ is and what he's done for us. So that's not what it's about. We need to examine ourselves to make sure that what we're about to participate in is not just having sort of hors d'oeuvres before we have lunch together. Because that's really what the problem was. People were gathering together just to have a good feast. You know, they would chow down on some nice food and have a nice drink. And certainly the wealthy would able to have that first. And then if there were any scraps left over, then the others could come in. And Paul's saying, you're missing the whole point. The whole point is that we need to remember what Christ has done. We need to remember Jesus in this moment. When we examine ourselves, we need to examine that what we're about to do is actually remembering Jesus Christ. And I say that today because we could easily have got distracted by a lot of things over the last few days. Positively, I think, you know, that we've had lots of fun. We've had great sessions, and it would be easy for us to get to this point and get a little distracted and maybe just forget that what we're actually about to do is remember the gift of Jesus Christ and what he's done for us. So I thought in this moment it would be really good for us just to take a quiet moment. In the midst of the excitement, in the midst of the fun, in all the things we've been doing, to just make sure that what we're about to do, we're doing for the right reason. That we are remembering Jesus Christ and what he's done for us. Can we have just a few quiet moments? Each bowing our heads and recognizing what Christ has done. Dear Father God, we recognize that we mess up so many times and in so many ways. And so in and of ourselves, we're not worthy to sit in this place. We're not worthy to have ever received the love that you've shown to us. But it's not about our worthiness. It's not about who we are or what we've done. It's all about who Jesus is and what Jesus has done. Today we take these quiet moments to remember your son Jesus. What an amazing gift you gave to us. Extraordinary gift that you would take your son, your only son, the son you love so much, and you would send him to this mess of a world. And if the world was messy before, it's even messier now. And you sent your son to this world, and he would come, and he would put up with all the rubbish that came his way, the rubbish that the world threw at him. He would love the world, he would love the individuals so much that he would make the sacrifice of going to the cross and dying in our place. That's what we want to remember today. We want to remember all that Jesus is. We want to remember his gift. We want to remember the sacrifice. And we want to remember what that means for us. So right now, Father, we're going to take these small portions of bread and we're going to eat them. But we're going to remember Jesus' body broken for us. And then we're going to take these small cups that have got grape juice in them. And we're going to hold on to them for a while. And then we're going to drink together. But when we drink them, we're going to be remembering Jesus' blood, his lifeblood, just draining from him, emptying him of his life to give us life. We don't want to be distracted. We want to focus on Jesus right now. So as we take the bread and eat and as we drink the cup, we choose to honour your son Jesus. Amen. Amen. Please take the bread and eat. Whenever you drink this, make sure you do it in remembrance of your Saviour, Jesus Christ. Let's drink together. We do. We stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and we wonder how he could love us. Sinners, condemned, unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful. Our song will always be that. Your great love for us. Amen. 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 Let's sing together.